Our gospel reading today is from Matthew 6, verses 1 through 6. Hear the word of God. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
That text from Matthew 6 tells us plainly to beware of practicing piety before others in order to be seen. Yet we have a very public ritual on Ash Wednesday, the placing of ashes on our foreheads in a sign of penitence and grief. Is there a bit of a disconnect here between what Jesus taught and how we observe the beginning of Lent? Not really. I think the key to understanding any of our faith rituals, especially today's, is our motivation. Why are we doing them? Are we doing them to be seen as good, pious Christians? Or are we doing it because it's part of our inward faith? Now, this gets really complicated. Because, of course, we're to bear witness by our lives and our words. So where do you draw the line? I think, again, it's motivation. Why do we do it? To be seen publicly? Or do we do it as part of our own faith and our response to God's love for us? Where did Ash Wednesday come from? Somewhere back in the early Middle Ages, the church felt there was a need for a formal period of repentance and reflection. And this we have in common with our Muslim brothers and sisters with Ramadan and with our Jewish brothers and sisters with Yom Kippur. Most religions have a time of reflection. But we Christians are called the Easter people. So where do ashes come from? They were an important part of biblical mourning practices. A grieving person would put on sackcloth, which would be like a burlap bag. They would cover their head with ashes, and they would wail and flail about, often in public. Others would join them in solidarity. They would also tear their clothes or put on sackcloth, cover themselves, their heads especially, with ash, and wail with their brother or sister. This communal mourning was very noisy and very dirty and very, very different from our modern norms of grieving, which tend to be quiet and stoic. I'm not here to say right or wrong. They're different. From the very earliest part of the Bible, ashes are a sign of repentance. To put ashes is to show our grief at our sins. Sometimes it was literal grief for someone, but often it was a sign of our own repentance. Recognizing this, the early church created the season of Lent. Now, reflection and repentance is not something we just do in Lent, but the 6 weeks before Easter is when we focus not on the joyful part of being a Christian, but on the sad part, the part where Jesus was crucified and died on a Roman cross. It's not all happiness, because we're God's people. There is life to be lived, and life has grief, life has difficulty, and Lent is a symbol of that. It's a time of grieving for Jesus on the cross. We're looking toward Easter, that's true, but we're also looking toward Good Friday. We can't have Easter without Good Friday. We can't have the resurrection without the crucifixion. The two are intrinsically linked. Good Friday had to come first. On Easter morning, our grief turns to jubilation, our mourning into dancing, our despair to hope. His death on the cross and his resurrection on that first Easter broke the back of sin and death oppressing us. We are now free. That doesn't mean we are perfect. Even those of us who have given our lives to Jesus Christ and really try hard to live a Christian life because of what he has done for us, as well as to bear witness to his love to other people. Lent is a time when we formally reflect on who we are, on where we fall short, on where we can improve, where we listen more intently for the leading of God's Holy Spirit. It is a time where we focus on how we can be better, more faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. Receiving ashes is not meant to be an empty, showy ritual. It can and should lead us toward a season of humble introspection, a season pointing us to a deeper spiritual life and helping us to be more disciples, more faithful disciples of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.